Her story begins in Raven's apartment, where she has just received a phone call from Hannah.
What are Mom and Marty up to?
Mom took him to meet Ariel at her hotel room. Tanya and Alicia are going to visit with him, too. Seeing Marty is making it easier for them with Matt gone.
Todd told me that they were all so torn up about Matt.
The Malones have always been a close-knit family, except for Matt.
I saw Matt and Blake earlier. I think Matt's pushing Blake away because of the severity of his burns. He's not at peace with what happened at all.
It will probably take a long time. Is he going to need plastic surgery?
I don't know. The bandages will come off his face pretty soon. I guess they'll determine the next step then.
Poor Matt and Blake.
So, why didn't you go with Mom again?
Oh, I don't know. I just needed some time by myself tonight to try to collect my thoughts and figure out what I'm going to do.
Connie's making dinner for Todd and me. You're more than welcome to come here if you want.
No, I know that Mac's family and friends are waiting for me to announce the service, and I need to think about how I'm going to handle it all.
Just call me if you need to talk.
I will, thanks.
Okay. I'll call you later to check in. Love you, sis.
I love you, too. Hey, what did you forget?
Raven, it's Alexandra.
Oh, God, what do you want?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripts and Scruples.
I'm sure you've probably already heard this, but I thought I'd call you just in case you haven't. Mandy Selleck escaped from Westside.
What?
My sister just told me, and she thinks that she's probably headed your way.
Oh, my God, Marty!
Anyway, now you know. Goodbye, Raven.
Thanks. No, it can't be Mandy. Who's out there?
I'm in 4B. I'm looking for my cat.
Oh. Hi, I...
Hello, Raven.
At the rec center, Dara is working at the front desk when CJ walks up.
Hey, Dara.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing? We hardly talk at school today.
I didn't really talk to anyone today. I wasn't in the mood.
Quint was looking for you earlier.
You talked to him?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He told me that the two of you were having problems.
He said that?
Pretty much.
Well, you already know who our biggest problem is. Heidi Bradford.
Do you really think she's a threat?
Well, I set the record straight with her yesterday, so maybe she'll back off now.
How did you do that?
I went to her place, and I told her to stay away from Clint. I'm the kind of person who likes to say things to people's faces.
You were at her apartment yesterday?
Yes. Why? What's so special about yesterday?
Oh, nothing.
What do you know, CJ?
I don't know anything, Dara. You need to work this out with Clint. I don't want you to hear anything from me.
What are you trying to say?
I'm not saying anything, Dara. Just talk to him and ask him to tell you everything.
At Romano's, Rex and Perry have just sat down for dinner.
Thanks for meeting me on such short notice. I got a call from an old friend about dinner, and I thought the three of us could meet.
That's fine. You know I love seeing you as much as I can.
I'm not out to him, and we recently got reacquainted, so I want to let him know tonight.
Oh, so this is a coming out dinner.
Hey, here he is.
Hey there. Oh, hi.
Kyle Carpenter, I want you to meet Perry Young.
Okay. Hello, Perry.
Kyle.
Kyle, when you called about dinner, I thought this would be a good opportunity to share something with you.
Share something? What do you mean?
Well, I don't know if there's a good way to ever say this, so I'll just spit it out. I came out of the closet this year. Harry and I are together.
Oh.
I have no idea how you feel about this, or if you even suspect it, but I didn't want us to get reacquainted again under any false pretenses. I'm sorry if I'm being a bit forward, but with everything that's happened in my life, I'm feeling the need to be upfront about it.
Well, I had no idea, but what you do with your personal life is none of my business, right?
Thanks, Kyle. I was hoping you'd be okay with this.
Hey, it's not my place to judge.
Oh, damn. This is a story I'm working on. Let me take this outside. I'll be right back.
No problem. Well, well, well. Small world, huh, Perry?
Way too small sometimes.
Look, what happened between you and me was a long time ago. There's no need to tell Rex anything about that. Wouldn't you agree?
In the Westside Psych Ward Group Therapy Room, Adriana is talking with Dan, who is about to leave for Rockland County.
Well, this is it, Adriana.
I can't believe you're actually leaving, Dan.
I don't want to go. I hate Rockland County. I never wanted to go back there, never.
You know, in all this time, I've never really found out why you were here, or anything about you. How is that possible?
You don't want to know about my life, Adriana. There's nothing to tell.
Well, I have a feeling there is.
Anyway, they're waiting to take me away. This is one thing I wanted to say before I go.
What's that?
I love you, Adriana.
Oh, Dan, come on. No, you don't.
Yes, I do. It's the only thing in the world that I do know.
I don't know what to say.
Just don't say anything. I've said goodbye to too many people in my life already. Let me just say, I'll see you again. Someday.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.